My husband was the physical training officer for the Flyers.
For the Tuskegee Airmen.
The Tuskegee Airmen, yes. Mm-hmm. He would have these guys out on Tuskegee's football field going through all of their exercises. And then on some days, he would have them running, and they would be running through the community. You know, the community was so small. And sometimes my friends would call and say, the boys have gone by. You better fix dinner because he's going to be hungry. We bought a piece of property and started to build our home. And the situation was such that when we built our home, we had our driveway made of gravel so that we could hear any car approaching. We had lights on all four corners of our house, spotlights, which we, with a single switch, we could light up the area. So you were always thinking and preparing. And in the South, I learned how to adjust, not to expect too much, but to expect the worst at any time. One day in Tuskegee, I was driving, and I got to an intersection, and I stopped, and then I went across, and a guy followed me and got out of his car and wanted to know why I didn't let him go first.
Because you had the right of way.
I had the right of way. And he had opened the door of my car. So I reached down and took off my shoe with the high heel and held it up. And that took care of that situation. I'm saying some of this to say that you never knew what was going to happen, you know, at any day.